Hi, I'm S.G. Wilson, and welcome to Bad Role Models, the podcast where my friends and I play lost but not quite forgotten tabletop role-playing games of the 80s and 90s. For our first season, we thought we'd revisit Villains and Vigilantes, one of the earliest superhero RPGs. This game was co-created in 1979 by Jack Herman and Jeff D., the guy who drew some of the most memorable art for early Dungeons & Dragons manuals. And his artwork was what really sold me on V&V when I stumbled on the second edition sometime in the 80s. This first episode mainly follows us getting familiar with the rules and creating our characters, which quickly devolves into something kind of like a group therapy session none of us really signed up for. But right up front, though, let me apologize for the sound quality. We're still working out the kinks there. And hopefully you can listen past that as we dive into Villains and Vigilantes.
When we create these characters, it's the starting character will be very easy for all of you because the starting character is you.
What?
So essentially it is as if you yourself in real life are gaining superpowers.
Like now.
Starting now. And we can decide, like, once the superpowers are decided, we can decide what your origin story is.
Okay.
But, like, as of this moment, your character abilities, your basic characteristics, like your endurance, your agility, your intelligence, your charisma, those are all the scores that you have right now. And we will have to determine that between, it's a 20-point scale or between 3 and 18. We'll have to, like...
We have to be honest with ourselves.
We can go around and decide individually.
20 charisma.
What year. Nobody goes higher than 18, lower than 3. We're going to assume for these purposes that everybody here is good, even if you aren't used to playing good.
Is that a thing?
Characters... In real life, you are all reasonable.
Oh, there's no alignment.
Is that on the side?
Yeah, I don't even know if that's on there. Yeah.
This is actually before
like anti-heroes got really popular.
Yeah, it says right here, player characters may be on the side of good only if any GM has in his group a player who could be truly classified as evil. We can only wonder why that player should be allowed to participate.
So basically, this game
kind of sounds like it's sort of set up to everybody. Everybody gets a participation trophy.
Yeah.
A little bit. Put it right here.
Middle-aged man getting superpowers.
All right.
That's now like the hottest.
Finally.
The next Marvel movie.
It's like Tim Allen.
Finally absorbed enough radiation from my computer monitor. It's changing me.
All those years.
That new movie, Tim Allen gets killed like 500 times in it. It's great.
All right, so basically it says here that the GM is going to assign the score ranking for strength, endurance, agility, intelligence, and charisma. So where is that on the list? It's
So you were going to tell us what you think our charisma and...
oh, no.
That's great.
And actually, also, put in your actual weights.
What?
Your real-life weights.
Offensive.
I definitely recommend not lying. You can round up a little.
Can I have my weight from like
down
last week? This week's weight.
At this moment, as we sit at this table.
Let me go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's like, wait, did I eat dinner? Yes. Okay.
Yeah, full of pizza. And extra pounds. Or two.
All right, so let's see. For strength. So I would say we're going to go with 9.
Yeah, no, wow, what?
20.
What?
All right.
You've helped me carry stuff. You know how you're like doing most of the work.
Right, yeah. So 9. Eight.
Sure.
Jamie, 12.
That's fair.
Because he does workouts.
And I paddle. Like, we bear paddles.
Yeah.
All the
you
time.
Guys are
doing that.
I'm a 9.
Only 11.
Jason,
I definitely don't work out.
You don't work out?
No.
He didn't carry
it.
I was going to say, you did carry a heavy flower pot.
I did carry a flower pot today, yes.
It's very heavy. It's this big.
That's your superpower.
Right, right. It was great.
Yeah, superpower in Mario World.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so for endurance, let's go around. We can add, like, I think we should have most of you, I don't necessarily know, so endurance above or below average.
Depends.
You run, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, like what?
More of a jog.
Like 4 miles or so?
Oh, no. I just kind of go around the neighborhood. I mean, it's, sometimes power walkers will actually pass me, but it's more of just this, you know, maintenance thing.
But I mean, like, most people don't run at all, so.
Right.
I mean, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. What is it out of the
game? It's 20 points, so, like, 18 is, like, yeah, it would be Olympic.
Yeah.
3 would be somebody who's, like, an invalid.
Right.
1 would be somebody who's dead.
Well, I also have kids. I think that's added to my...
Oh, totally. Kids. You get a point for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get a point for kids.
Right. Yeah, it's like 13.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay,
well, I mean, I walk everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
I think that really, you know, sets me up for more endurance than maybe you might think.
So above average?
And I would never park at the front of a parking lot just to get that extra.
Sure.
So I think 11.
11? Okay.
Right. Yep.
You also run.
Yeah, and I ride my bike to work. I'm going to say 14.
And you do the paddling.
Yeah.
14, oh yeah, for the paddling. Okay.
I think it's time.
Yeah. April?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Upwards.
I'd say above average.
Endurance. Above average? Okay.
Well, I won't get there fast, but I'll get there.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Whatever you, I'll take your word for whatever you put down.
All right, 12.
12? Nice.
I don't know. I definitely will, like, have to catch my breath after 5 flights of stairs at my work. But
5 flights are still pretty good.
I'll go with the 10.
Okay.
Or an 11. I'll give myself
a 1. All right. And agility is the next one. So, what would you describe your balance and coordination?
I think it's okay. I trip a lot, but I catch myself. I'm really good at catching myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So is that above average or below average?
I don't know.
A lifetime of clumsiness has prepared me for this moment.
Exactly. I'd say maybe a little above average.
Above average?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Agility, I'm just gonna suck ass at. So,
really?
Oh yeah. So my strength is 8.
But I mean, you think agility is worse than your strength?
Fuck yes.
Really? Okay. I don't know. Okay, you can go.
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
All right, so I think strength and endurance are pretty good, but I've gotten hurt a lot.
Really?
And had, like, you know, there was an awkward period. I'm looking at total, you know. There's an awkward period in my adolescence where I was always in the emergency room, and I used to be a skateboarder and numerous fishhook injuries. So I'm going to say shoot it right down the middle at about 9.
Okay. All right. All right, this sounds... Yeah, fishhook injuries. Yeah, it's like an agility. Yeah.
Just like you should have learned from that, but I don't
know. All right, April.
Mm.
How would you gauge your agility?
I would say that my 7 years of dance classes as a child gave me the agility to not fall or trip over my own feet. Slightly.
Yeah, I'll go for an 11 on
I
that.
Somebody clap once, like as I'm walking down the street, I just start going like. And then I just, like, totally recovered.
Yeah.
Which is, man. I was just like, I'm skilled.
Right.
All right. So now we're getting into some of the, maybe the dicier modifiers. And so we're going to look at intelligence. The intelligence, in this case, is mental agility. It's not actual knowledge. So it's sort of like a measure of your overall cleverness or inventiveness. I can accept school grades, but not necessarily.
I went to great lengths to hide my high school grades.
That's a certain amount of cleverness.
Yeah.
I'll
see you in court.
four, Steve.
Yeah. All right, Steve. How would you rate your intelligence?
Oh, I don't know. Be pretty airheaded sometimes. I'll be honest. Yeah. Since I started napping more, it's helped a bit.
Oh yeah, there you go.
I get over a nap during the day, and that helps. 12 or something.
12. Okay, no, I accept that. All right. Okay.
That's got to be my high watermark.
Yeah.
Sure. Because so much of these other scores are like garbage. So, in the.
Are you still thinking about it, Jerry?
Oh,
See, if you're still thinking about it, then
maybe. I'm trainable, but I don't think I'm like necessarily.
I'm trainable.
I'm trainable. I'm good at like useless trivia. And once I'm trained, I can remember something.
So that's right, so like the knowledge part, which may not help you here.
Yeah. I'm going to say, what's average? 10?
10's average.
Yeah, 10.
Okay.
I stopped schooling when I was 15, and I definitely make mistakes, so I'm going for a 9.
Oh,
all
right.
Whatever. I'm going to say 16 just because I'm an asshole.
That's all.
Sorry, am I not supposed to?
That's a very intelligent move.
Well, yeah, you played that card early. Maybe you should have waited for the last...
Charisma?
Charisma.
Yeah, that's okay, 0.
Sandbag skill.
What's the definition of charisma?
Oh, that's a good question. This is perhaps the most difficult of all. It is a combined rating of personal aura plus the degree to which he behaves according to the side he's on. So,
really?
So, yeah, so it's like,
surprise.
It's also like how good you are.
I was the chair of the Bicycle Advisory Council 3 times, so does that give me a point?
Yeah.
I'll go for 12 on that one.
All right.
Wait, so charisma is affected by how good you are?
Yeah, since you are all good, but like the more you behave good, the more of that is your charisma. But there's also the personal aura. So it's like if you have a large ability to, or an enhanced ability to win friends and influence people,
that would be
a bad aspect of it. But also, it's also going to be like part of like. Yeah, like how close you are aligned to the good side. Because that part of, like, so that's going to be part of, like, your public image charisma as that comes in later.
Oh, I think I'm just going to go with average 10.
Like the truth, justice, and the American way part of your personality, like...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I just try to argue, so I kind of just demonstrated my charisma level right there.
You want a friend and influence me.
Did I? I feel like maybe I just showed that I was just, like,
Wait a minute, are you evil aligned? What'd you put down? All right.
Anyhow.
Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah.
I'm going to put 13. Okay. I'm generally a pretty good person, and I feel like I'll be able to talk to most people.
Yeah. And let's be honest, you are a musician.
Yeah. I mean, there's that. I'm not scared about that, but I do sometimes I get kind of hung up in my own sort of like, and you've seen this, when I haven't had enough sleep, I'm in a bad mood, fish aren't biting, I have to go through a certain amount of complaining that isn't really useful to the task at hand.
He swears at the wind.
All the time.
Yeah. I hate the wind.
So that's not, I'm trying to be, 13.
If you already decided, you're probably with
9.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We need, everybody needs a D6 for this.
Right. I have one with actual numerals on it.
Oh, nice.
For my low intelligence, it's good.
So you don't have to count it. Oh, God, the counting.
All right, so roll a D6 and then add 2.
Big. All right.
Four. All right, so that is number of powers that you initially receive.
Awesome.
Each roll, so you had four, you had six, or you had six, and what did you have?
Seven.
Six.
Wow.
Yeah.
Eight.
Oh, wow. You maxed out.
I got five.
First, you'll choose which of the categories of powers you want. Roll the percentile, then check the description. The descriptions are in here, alphabetical.
I guess I'll just do general power list.
91. So that is transmutation.
Oh, transmutation.
Yeah, so you write that down. And I'll,
okay, so
yeah.
Now I'm rolling using these die, and am I... Okay. So, okay. I see.
Yeah.
6 and 80. 86. Telepathy. Good.
All right, Jeremy. All right. Which list are you going for?
I'll just start with what everybody else is doing, just to make it easy. Powers. So, okay. What is that?
53.
50. Oh, those are 60. 53. All right.
Invulnerability.
All right. So, invulnerability. I never tell anybody how I'm really doing.
This is Mushroom Controller.
I'm gonna roll my powers. 17. Devitalization ray.
What? Sapping the life from someone.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty excellent.
I'm into that.
You're a sucker.
Use the column. I'm a succubus. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Ranged succubus.
Succubus, yeah. American.
That's awesome.
From FR.
I'm very excited about this.
Well, it doesn't kill them, but like they could be all worn out.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like doing it. I'm real tired.
I don't got my superpower. Well, maybe they can't use their superpowers.
All right, I'm going to mix it up. We're going to go with magic psionic items.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Light colored one will be my 10s. So 67 psionics. It just says psionics. So
it's like psionic, like powers and blasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I guess is different than telepathy.
Psionics, a paranormal mental ability utilizing psychic energy. Due to the infinite number of powers this could involve, the character and GM should work up a unique and interesting mental power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh. We'll see what your other powers are.
All right. I'll write that down.
Yeah. We could potentially like talk to each other without moving our mouths, which is maybe not as exciting. That does not sound as exciting now that I just said it out loud.
Super ventriloquism is one of Superman's powers.
It is, yeah. It's like he uses it surprisingly often.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm making this inflatable Superman sound like me, so they don't realize I'm actually.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I think maybe I'll do magic psionic items too. Armor B.
Wait, Armor B?
Yeah. Isn't that like
B-E-E bag? Or the letter B?
Yeah, Armor B. Yeah, like B the letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an Armor B. That's
pretty rad.
Yeah,
that's pretty
cool. Exactly. Is the B normal size? Or right. Is
can I ride it?
Oh, okay. So, biological armor as opposed to technological armor.
Yeah,
so
nice.
It's sort of built into me. So I'm rapidly becoming like a freak. These powers are just...
yeah, dog. Okay. You're getting alligator skin.
Yeah, right. All right.
So 90 plus 4. Okay. 94. Water breathing.
Ooh. Nice.
All right.
So it's fun.
It only works on Gatorade.
Shallow bathtubs.
Yeah.
Your mouth is actually just above water.
Like a beta fish.
Right.
It's like, well, we gotta get to the river. Kim's gonna fucking die.
Yeah, no, that's good. You can be like a lungfish or a mud skipper. You can do either one.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mud skipper would be a great superhero name.
That'd be awesome.
The mud skipper. Coelacanth.
Let's see here.
Shoot. Okay, I'll try devices. Why not? Why not get a toy? All right. Okay, so that is that a 70 or is that a 10?
71.
71 devices. What do we got here? So you just, wherever your range is. Oh. hey, all right. Robotic body.
Nice.
Robotic body. Man, this is a long explanation here. All right, character is a robot. Well, there you go.
All right.
Damn.
Robotic American.
Roll percentile dice minus 30 to determine both human look, or to determine how human looking the robot is.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what we got? Is that a 90?
No, it's a double zero.
Oh, it's a six, man.
The nine.
I'm hideous.
Nine minus 30 seems like minus 20 human looking.
All right.
So you're like the Terminator without your human skin.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I've been rendered the Tin Man of this particular organization. Great. So I'm all right. So I guess that's. Do I need to write that figure down? So what was it again?
Nine minus 30.
So minus 21. Okay.
Even robots sort of are supposed to look somewhat like humans. You don't even have that going for you.
I am not going to pass at the human dance at all. All right. Where are you going? I have excessive charisma.
Like that.
Can I call you later? All right. Okay. So, how human the body is? 100 would indicate a totally human appearance. All right. No dice. Literally. All right. It's a lot. It seems like there's a lot of math involved.
There's a lot of math.
The robotic body.
And at this point, I should say that part of this process is discarding one of your powers. So after we're through. Can discard one. Mm. So
can we maybe vote? Can everybody have a vote on what powers you know, like?
Well,
like
man, if we did that, then you'd totally keep a robot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I vote for keeping the robot.
I mean, like, once we get to the end of all the powers and we're like, you're gonna want to like roll, like discard the power that doesn't fit
right.
The most.
Right.
You know, so like, you know, like it's like, well, I was totally Batman except that I had this prehensile trunk.
Right.
There's a version of Batman like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Elephant Man.
That was realities.
Yeah, if you ever saw the Elephant Man movie, that's pretty much what it is. He's just like fighting crime with his
Batman with a trunk,
exciting.
Yeah.
So we can say this, like, it's also fair to like to drop a power because there's too much math. That's also fair.
Yeah, right.
But we can see what the
let's put a pin in robot body.
Yeah, pin a pin. And awesome. We'll see like how the other power.
That is, I have no problem with that at all.
Yeah.
Robot body.
I feel like you should be the robot body just for character, just for the plot.
Yeah, definitely a high charisma, high robot is pretty great.
Possibly getting like just like getting nowhere.
he looks like a vacuum cleaner, but
I'm
very shiny
go
and polished.
With, never mind. I'm gonna go with
remember you have so many available.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be.
It's true. I'll just roll another power. Why not?
Yeah. Go for it.
Maybe I'll get
massively powerful.
Maybe I'll get a robotic guy. 34.
You lied.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Heightened defense.
I feel like that really is fitting in with the succubus profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heightened defense.
46 is magical spells. Damn it, I'm one away from pet. I just wanted a pet.
You need a pet.
You have need like a little dragon or a.
All right. Let's see what magic
cockroach.
Spells.
Yeah,
cockroach. This is my cockroach familiar.
All right, magic spells. This is another one to work out with the GM.
Oh.
You're a wizard.
Apparently so. I'm a psionic wizard.
Oh, do you have psionics?
I keep rolling. Yeah, that's like keep going to that category.
A wizard
but
totally needs a pet.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll roll a pet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 77. Revivification. See?
Bring people back to life.
See? Okay.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
Not
that we have to, like, have, like, all D&D metaphors. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You're being, like, a robot.
Robots.
Robot back to life?
Yeah.
okay, so kind of putting a pin in robotic body. All right, let's see. Okay, so...
15.
Okay. So...
Oh, you get a disintegration ray.
Oh, all right, sweet.
That's kind of cool.
All right.
Nice.
Well, that's starting to fit in more and more with the robot idea.
Well, you gotta go with the robot body.
I've got this big universal remote for an arm.
I will now change you to HTO.
I can make the burrito warmer.
I think I'm going to go for skills, see what that's all about. 67. Heightened strength A.
He's the muscle man.
Three.
Whichever you
need the muscle. Cool, all right. I have a strength of an average man, a slightly above average man. This is perfect, all right.
If we could all be librarians.
Animal plant powers.
Ooh, animal so, plant.
Yeah, powers. That could go in with my transmutation, sort of, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, choose a type. What do you want?
Okay.
Mollusk.
Yeah, let me go with mollusk.
Really? You don't have to go with mollusk.
Yeah.
Although mollusk is awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So what other ones do you have? You've got flight.
I think I will go with mollusk.
Really?
Yeah. When
you fly on the floor.
Yeah. Why not?
That is a bold choice.
There are actually flying squid. They have documented it. That like they have airfoils on their like little head things that will make them fly. Like you'll glide a little bit. And then like they'll use like their like jet power to like squirt out like a jet ski will squirt water out and go.
They're hunting.
So they can send, but they're like I don't know if I call that flight.
Yeah. It's moderately powered flight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
It's for hunting, right?
I think it's just like escape.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's
out of the water.
Out of the water.
Get serious. Come on.
Okay. How about? All right, magic's calling. All right, we're gonna try that.
It's a magical robot.
Right. That's right.
Magical robot.
All right. Is that a 60?
Yeah.
All right, 62 in magic and psionic items. I have paralysis ray. All right.
Yeah, so many rays.
I can give people. No, I'm not gonna make that joke.
My disintegration ray is made from technology, but my paralysis ray is magic.
Alright, I'll go with the.
This robot just talks about himself the entire time. Pain in the ass.
Magic psionic items. That's a 10 and a 10. Mm. Does that mean I get 100?
Yes, 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't bet that's good.
Cosmic awareness.
Alright.
If I'm sad because if I took powers, it would have been wings.
Oh. What about cosmic awareness?
You're like, who cares?
Who cares?
Where the fuck are we?
Where's my magic wig in?
Cosmic schmosmic.
That's why you got that hair juice that you juice bar. I just think you've got like a lot of cosmic awareness, you know?
Yeah, that's what it says. This is the ability to mentally tune in on the universe, allowing the character to ask yes or no questions of the GM.
Whoa.
However, each time questions are asked, there is a possibility that cosmic input will affect the character detrimentally.
Whoa.
Before any questions are asked, the character must state exactly how many questions he's going to ask at this time. This indicates the depth of his probe into infinity. No, he said there was going to be a certain number. What does he mean by... No, sorry. No more. Percent dice are rolled, modified as follows. All right, so up to 60%, no backlash. 60 to 90, I'm overwhelmed by the vastness of the universe. 91 to 100, I'm cosmically backlashed. And then over 100, wait, how do you do that? Is a mind warp.
It doesn't say what that is. It
says, manifesto itself as anything from a bad dream to permanent insanity.
All right.
All right. That sounds pretty great.
I got some cosmic awareness, bro. I'm in touch with the universe, man.
I like it.
Cosmic awareness.
Very interesting character here.
Yeah.
sonic abilities? Is that what that is? I guess so. 74 sonic abilities?
Yeah. Sonic. Yeah. Sound.
You're just like this big robot weapon. You're like, I am giant.
I apologize for explaining the word sonic.
Okay. Maybe I always get to eat free ass.
That's the thing, yeah. That's what I was wondering.
It's a type of hedgehog.
Yeah, right. Or you could look like that sonic, you know, clown mascot thing they have or something, you know?
Isn't that Jack in the Box?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh,
I hate that spokes organism.
Yeah.
Or spokes organism.
I'm glad those commercials aren't on it, you know, with that just big, stupid...
Big head? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Just like...
Big head guy?
Yeah.
If you look at the advertising for him, he's always wearing a wedding ring because it's part of the backstory.
Oh, yeah.
His secret backstory.
Just that he's married?
It gave him death.
Now,
it gave him hidden death.
It does make you think, like, who is he married to? You know, who would
he marry to? You did some of the other. She's blonde, as I recall.
Oh.
Is that,
oh.
But does she also have a giant round head?
Ping pong head?
I think it makes it richer if she's just got like a normal head.
I think their child does have.
That's what I remember.
Three. Adaptation. This is the ability to resist the effects of hostile environments, vacuum, poisonous atmospheres, high gravity, the insides of suns.
Wow.
At a power cost of 1 per hour, the character can survive and resist the effects of hostile environments. Wow, dog. Sweet.
Yeah.
I can live on the sun!
Heightened charisma. All right. That'll help me bridge the robot gap.
I just like the idea of a robot with like a phenomenally high charisma. Beyond the bounds of humanity.
But am I also like this kind of character? Am I also like kind of a drag? Am I also like, well, you know, the most moral thing to do in this case would be to put the money back because he gave you more change than you really deserve. It's just like, shut this fucker off.
I'm gonna keep it. I think what you really need is you need a theme.
I figured I'm an old hippie. That's hence the cosmic awareness and the adaptation will power.
Okay. All right.
I've already been to the center of the sun, y'all. No, I like the super hippie. I'm like a hippie witch that sucks the life out of you, which is exactly what I am.
There's some more math. We can run through this pretty quick. I think I can just read it out loud to everybody. What are you looking
for? How much money I got?
Yeah. Oh, the cash? Yeah, that's how much cash you have in your pocket right now.
Oh, fuck.
Like, literally?
Literally.
Like, in my
none
purse?
None of us have cash in our pockets.
I got cash in my pocket.
Oh, contraire.
What?
A checkbook?
No, it's a big lot of cash, actually.
All right.
Believe it or not,
$97.
The robot.
I've got a side job as an ATM.
You're an ATM.
That's $550 of your Earth dollars.
That's your name, the ATM.
Watch, I'll get you with my overdraft fee.
If you'd like to continue talking to me, agree to pay the $3 service fee.
Well, that was cathartic. I mean, who needs therapy when you can just create a Villains and Vigilantes character? It's a lot cheaper, I guess. Join us next time, though, when we take our newly created alter egos and get into the action, or at least have a lot of conversations about getting into the action, as we take on the first V&V module, Crisis at Crusader's Citadel. The bad role models are GM Matthew Bay, James Manus, Kim Hill, April Arundel, Jason Ables, and myself, S.G. Wilson. You can see artwork and other stuff we've posted at badrolemodels.com. And on our accounts on Instagram and Twitter, that's Roll with 2 L's. Just look for Bad Role Models. Roll with 2 L's. Consider liking and subscribing to us through the podcasting thingy of your choice, and maybe even joining our Patreon to help us pay for better podcasting equipment. You may also want to check out the other podcasts some of our crew are involved with. Some of us do a comedy and fiction podcast called This Week in the Multiverse, and some others of us do a fishing podcast called Last Cast Podcast.
Well, I'm going to go curl into a ball now and weep as I mull over everything I've learned about myself and my real-life stats, but I'll hopefully be in better shape next time. Until then, stay bad and keep on rolling.